With a look at markets, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network. The grain markets closed higher, livestock markets closed mixed on Wednesday. Northern Crops Marketing and Investments market analyst Brad Paulsen says many factors contributed to the higher close for the grain markets.
Mostly weather markets abound. Been freezing over in Europe and Germany again. The Euro market started out higher overnight. Weather issues in Brazil's safrinha or winter corn crop going on that was planted late, and there really isn't been much moisture down there. There's a little in the forecast, but then it gets warm and dry down there. New highs in corn today in the front end, new highs in Minneapolis wheat, and new highs in the current months of canola. So we had some technical buying today too. Kansas City wheat got back above the 100-day. That initiated some buy stops and buying interest.
Looking ahead, Paulsen says the dryness is expected to linger in the next week to 10 days. This could continue to weigh on the markets.
Didn't get a lot of rain in the northern plains, southern Canadian prairies. The snow doesn't amount to a whole lot. We do look dry for the extended period, but I think the trend is your friend here, and the weather is not. So I think this market moves higher until we get the crop in the ground and it looks good, which is probably a month or two off.
May Minneapolis wheat up 12 at 661. July Chicago wheat up 16 and three quarters at 650 and a quarter. July Kansas City wheat up 18 and three quarters. May corn up 14 at 594. December corn up 7 at 511 and a quarter. May beans up 20 and a half at 1410. November beans up 12 and three quarters at 1264. May canola up $10 Canadian at $827.20 Canadian. April live cattle down 30 cents at 122.10. June down 87 cents. April feeder cattle down $1.30 at 141.15. May down $1.90. April lean hogs up 20 cents at 103.60. That's a look at markets. I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.